Hey, hey, it's Totally Tori, where no dream is too big, and we inspire you to run after that dream. Totally Tori's Tips to the Top. Hey, hey, it's Totally Tori back, and we are back with another episode. If you've not hit subscribe, go ahead and hit subscribe now. If you find value in today's episode, go ahead and tag me over on Instagram at Totally Tori Armstrong or Facebook at Tori Armstrong. And if you have not left us a 5-star review, now's the time. Go ahead and hit subscribe and leave us that review. Today, we are going to be diving into building your team, recruiting, whatever you want to call it. But we know in business, the more people we have on our team, the more success we can have. So let's talk about it, because there are a few things that we really want to dive into today. I know a couple episodes back, we did an incredible episode on social media tips that came from my friend Haley. Love, love, love all the tips that we had. So today, how do we take all of those tips that we had and pull that into building a team? So first off, I want to say, be you. Authentically, show up as you, because you will attract your people. You're going to bring in the people that will connect with you, the people that want to be part of your team. You will create that community by being authentic. Second, engage with them. If they have posts going up, if they have photos, comment on them. How can you take it over into Messenger? Don't just say, I love your purple dress. Oh my gosh, I love your purple dress. Get in Messenger. Where in the world did you find that purple dress? Go ahead and have the conversation and do that back and forth, because it's going to help you connect. Another great place to find people, connect with people, is groups. So whatever you have in common, maybe you are a sports mom, maybe you are a dental hygienist, maybe you're a nurse, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you love running, maybe you have a Cavapoo, whatever it is, you find the group that connects with you, that you can really find people that have the same interests in you as you. And you can go ahead and put up a post in there. You can connect with people that comment on your post. You can friend request them. You can get in Messenger. Often I will get into a group and I might ask a question or add a photo. All people are commenting on it. I'll look through. How can I connect with them? And I'll go get in Messenger with them and friend request. So groups are a great way to not only grow your audience, but also to connect with people that have things already in common with you. And this is my go-to. If you do not have a book, I have a book that I call it my recruiting Bible, and literally anybody I do business share with that wants to get into a back and forth conversation, their name is in that book. Anybody that I truly want on my team, their name is in that book. I use that book because I will open it up. I'll engage with people weekly. I know it's a list of people that I want to make sure and communicate with, because eventually I want them on my team. And I do know the timing's up to them, but I can continue to engage with them. So if you don't have a book, make sure you get a book, because what you track is what grows. And if you are tracking the people you're sharing a business with, if you are tracking how many times you followed up with them, that's how you're gonna get the results. I love the favorite button. So on Facebook, you can actually add people to your favorite list, and that means their posts are gonna pop up in your feed faster. So when you open up your newsfeed, you're going to see them, which means you're going to be engaging with them more. And the more you engage with them, the more they're going to see your items. I also love using a folder. So I love to save posts in a folder. I do a save folder. I call it a potential recruit folder. I'm the only person that can see it. I will save posts in there. I open up that folder. I will comment on people's posts once a week. And I am that crazy person that if I haven't commented for a week, they have 4 posts, I'm commenting on all 4 posts. I want to stand out to them. I want them to know, who's this person that keeps commenting up? Oh, that's that girl that shared the business with me. I'm making a statement. I want to stand out to them. And then next, let's talk about the permission statement, because this is one of my favorite things. So often people get caught up in, is this a cold message? I don't know if I've connected with this person. I want to share the business. I think they'd be so great. Who cares? Be honest with them. It's a permission statement. Just because you are doing the permission statement, that is not a business share. A permission statement is a permission statement. You are putting that out there to see if you can get into a conversation with them. What is a permission statement? It is something like, oh my gosh, I just saw your post. I saw all the people commenting on it. I'm not sure if you know what I do, but you would be incredible at what I do. I would love to share more if you're open to it. That is a permission statement. That is not a business share. That is not a cold message. That is complimenting somebody and telling them that you have something you would love to share with them. If they don't answer you, you don't share. If they answer answer and say, what is it that you do? That's your go-to to get into a conversation. And so many people confuse that as a cold message, and it's not. So if you want to build your team, people are not coming after you. You've got to go after them. You've got to do the permission statement. The more permission statements that you do is the more conversations that you're going to get in there. You have your book, you're tracking that. If I put that permission statement out there and they say, tell me what you do, or I don't even know what you do, tell me more, their name's going in my book, because not only am I going to share with them, I'm going to start engaging with them. So following up, connecting. Now let's talk about closing the deal, because this sometimes people take to heart if they don't say yes, and it is truly 100% about the timing of the person you share the business with. It is nothing you're saying wrong. You can never, ever say the wrong thing to the right person. If somebody's at 12 o'clock, it does not matter what you say, they will join you, okay? But so often you share, or somebody shares, and it's like, what did I say wrong? What am I doing? No, you're not doing anything wrong. It's about that person. You have a gift. Is it right for that person? Is the timing right for that person? Maybe the timing's not right now, but it may be in 6 months. That's why we follow up. You keep connecting with people. You keep getting on their posts. You keep being that person. If I haven't went to their wall in a week and they have 4 posts, you better believe that I'm commenting on all 4 posts, because I want to stand out. I want them to say, oh, that's that girl that shared the business with me. Ooh, I could use some extra money. Maybe I will reach out to her. That's what it's all about. So the point here that I really want to get across today is, you do the permission statement. After you do the permission statement, then you share if you were given permission, then you follow up, then you circle back, and sometimes you might even have to be like, hey, here's what the post looks like, not sure if you want to make some extra money tonight. And if you don't hear anything, you might have to go back a month later. You might have to go back 3 months later and say, hey, timing's different for everybody. Just wanted to check in, see where you're at with things. You might have to go 6 months. You might have to do a 1 year check-in. That's how it goes. It's really about the following up and the circle back. But I will tell you, it feels like a game, and the more, when they say they're interested and you give them that info, the more you can connect back and forth in that first week, I have found it raises the success rate. So I am on it. When they say, tell me more about what you do, I give them the info and I am on it like a hawk. I am on it. Oh my gosh, and going back and forth, connecting, creating that relationship, because whatever I can do that first week is going to help to get that post up faster to help them get started in the business. So often I see people share it one time and then they never follow up. They think they're gonna get a yes right away. That very rarely ever happens. It's truly about doing the permission statement, sharing it, following up, circling back, and really staying focused on that. I like to compare it to the hot cold game. So, you know, when you play the hot cold game, I don't know if you guys played this when you were a kid. I played this and it was like, oh, you're so cold. You're freezing cold. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. You're hot. You're sizzling hot. That's how I look at recruiting. It's truly a game. It's like this hot cold game, back and forth until you get to that sizzling hot place. So I really want you to focus on playing the game, playing the recruiting game. It's not about just that initial share. It's truly about creating the interest, doing the permission statement, doing the share, and circling back. And so with that, you guys, go out there. Know that there's nothing that you're going to say that's wrong. It's truly about the timing of the person, you being confident in your story. And if you love what you do and you're confident in your story, you can share that with people. The right people will say yes. Your people will say yes. Maybe they don't say yes right away, but guess what? When the timing is right for them, they will say yes, because they're following you. You've shared it. You're putting your story out there. You're having fun. And last but not least, this business is about energy. So have fun, have the energy, and you will attract the right people. With that, you guys have an amazing week, and we will see you all back next week.